This is Everything Homes special segment. Stories needing sharing. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
This is the big news of the century. I've been talking about it all episode. I have worked my rear end off on trying to make this website actually be easy to understand, because what we've done, we've partnered with Act for America to put together this campaign. And I don't want to say campaign, it's more of a movement, right? Because we're here to defend and to certify the Arizona 2020 elections, because they are rife with fraud, right? So Mark Fincham, he has put together and he has put this resolution. It's HCR 2033. It's in order to decertify the three counties in, or set aside the elections, to certify them in Arizona because the amount of fraud was overwhelming. I'll tell you about it more in a little bit, but I want to do the intro because I got to make sure that I cover everything, and then we'll get into it. But again, if you go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, the very top tab, and it's going to be up there, is in order to click, it's going to take you literally not even 2 minutes. You're going to be able to email. Act for America has put all of this digital amazing information together. You're going to just click on that. It's going to take you 2 minutes. You're going to do that every day. I don't even care if you're in Arizona. I want you this to be a nationwide call to action, because these elected elites need to know that they can't keep doing what they're doing. So let me give you the intro, and then we will bring on Christine Reagan. She is a conservative grassroots leader, activist, and a very successful entrepreneur who was able to retire in 2014. And ladies and gentlemen, anybody that wants to listen to somebody about business or life or anything else, or if you want to hire a consultant or coach, not like she's doing that, but I'm just saying in general, hire somebody who's been successful enough to retire. Okay. That's what you remember. You got to make sure that the person can walk the walk. She originally launched the first Act for America chapter in 2005. And thankfully for all of us, she made the decision last year to return to the organization as the national grassroots director. So her and the founder, Brigitte Gabriel, the OG of the freedom movement, remember, this is 20 years ago she founded it, before we even thought our freedoms were being infringed upon. She's a good friend of the show. She was on episode 269. So the two of these ladies of liberty can literally take back and help save America. Act for America is the nation's premier nonprofit grassroots movement devoted to preserving America's culture, sovereignty, and security. They have 1.5 million followers, over 400,000 activists, and 900 groups in all 50 states. Those numbers sound like some sort of Soros group. Who knew that the Republicans and the conservatives actually, and the grassroots groups, can actually pull this off, huh? Right? That's what I'm telling you. There's not many of them. So you got to stick behind the ones that can do this. Defend and decertify the Arizona 2020 election. I want you to join us by clicking 2 minutes. It's going to take 2 minutes of your time. And you're going to get an email to all of these lazy ass Arizona legislators. And I can say that because I am here. And you're going to encourage them to vote yes on 2033 as a nationwide message, everybody. You're going to do this every day for 40 days. It's 40 days to freedom. They're not going to get away with it. They are not going to get away with taking their own opinion, not what we, they no longer have consent of the government. Audience, a big round of applause for a grassroots growing, common sense cap wearing, everyone engaging, masses motivating, community collaborating, freedom fighting, country loving, people inspiring, passionate, patriot, and leading lady of liberty. My friend Christine.
Hi, I'm so thrilled to be here with you.
How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Monday is humming along as usual. You wake up first thing in the morning to tea and activism. That's our lifestyle over here.
That's awesome. And I want to let everybody know that up until about 2 or 3 weeks ago, Christine and I had never spoken before. And when I saw Mark Fincham pass this HCR 233, which is a resolution to decertify the Arizona election, because it is so rife with fraud. Overwhelming with fraud. We got to take this over the finish line. I mean, if these guys were able to, and keep in mind, there are 11 House of Representatives and 3 senators that actually signed on to this. There's 33 rhinos who have chosen not to in Arizona. 33 did not. I said, you know what? No. They have ruined the state of Arizona. And they're not sticking up for the people, and they're squirrely, and they need to get a backbone. They need to pick a lane, and they need to do what the people in Arizona want. They also need to follow the Constitution. So I I sent an email to Brigitte and I said, hey, I got an idea. And she goes, all right, I'm in. You got to meet Christine. She runs everything. She is the one who can make this happen. And then here we are, Christine. Here we are. And you and I spend a lot of time on the phone, but I've learned so much. And I just want to say thank you for you, for Brigitte, and for Act for America, just kind of having some confidence that we can work together, we can pull this off, and we can really get the American people, especially in Arizona, to be engaged, to realize that they have the power to actually make this happen. But it's our job to get it over the finish line now, and it's going to take all of us.
That's right.
But once we do, Christine, as you and I were talking, once we do this, we now have the framework in order to make this happen in all of the other battleground states where there was even more fraud and corruption, but because we've mobilized the people and now everybody's ready to go, where we can make things happen within a couple days because everybody's on board going, all right, where are we going next? Who are we going to kick out of office next? Because they are horrible people. And they thought they were insulated. They thought they were protected. But now we say, no, you're not doing your job. You don't get another year in there just because you think we can't get rid of you. It's a bigger movement than just clicking a button. Do you want to kind of explain kind of that's what we were thinking, that we can really make some big changes where the American people now have the power back in their hands?
That's right. And that's what's so important to convey, especially your earlier host with Americans for Limited Government, just emphasizing that every vote counts. It does. But there's a mystery I would love to just lift the veil on and bring all of your listeners into. And that is this process that preempts votes on the floor with these lawmakers. Now, we've got some champions that have delivered to us a fantastic bill. It delivers to Arizonians, defend and decertify 2020 elections. It secures truly one man, one vote by sending this message, by arguing for Title III, to decertify and change the electors based on the findings from this audit. Now, there's a lot of spin going on, but they cannot spin the real fraud that was uncovered. And we're still waiting for criminal charges to be filed and for investigations to be launched. There's nothing that's been truly done with teeth for the sake of half of the state minimum that voted and were disenfranchised in 2020, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to understand as voters especially is that every time you pick up the phone and you make that call to a lawmaker, or you send them an email, or any point of contact you make with their office counts as 1,000 constituents. You represent the voice of 1,000. So I'm going to pick on Maricopa.
Please
You've
do.
You've had just over 2 million voters in Maricopa, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that means that if you only got roughly 2,000 calls and or emails into your representatives in that district, you already represent the full constituency base.
Wow.
So there is a science to every point of contact, preemptively exercising real representative government. It doesn't exist if we don't represent ourselves. And this is the format. This is the way we do it, is by making contact with them. We don't like what we see out there. We have to ask ourselves, how is my representative government representing me if they've never heard from me? So this is just the first thing to break that wall and become part of the solution. And I'm giving you today the direct pathway to real impact to take back your state and secure your elections this year. Part of securing this year's elections is to decertify 2020. To show that you do not have faith in what occurred in 2020. And the audit is mentioned in this resolution. It showed that there has been so much corruption in the entire election system in the state of Arizona that the only remedy is the decertification of the 2020 electors. That's the wording in this bill. It showed that cybersecurity failed, your voting machine security failed, your observation and oversight completely failed. Mail-in ballot security, a disaster, fail. Early voting security, chain of custody was broken at every level in Arizona. It failed. Internet security, ineligible voter security, all failed. Poll watcher rights were violated. County election security failed. Proper vote processing failed. At least 300,000 votes were improperly counted. And you're talking about a state that only had a difference, between Biden and Trump by about 10,000 votes. Mm-hmm. So these are really serious, egregious failures on the part of the state. And this is why this bill is so important. And now we have a bill that's already presented. We don't have to do the heavy lifting to get our lawmakers to move. We have the bill. All we have to do is sacrifice 2 minutes of our time every day. Michelle, I think you suggested we're going to do a 40-day hit on this, where every Arizonian that gets the word out tells 10 people to do the same thing. We all do this every day until we get this bill passed, right?
Yeah, I said 40 days to freedom.
But you can't.
You know why I did it, Christine? And you know what? And here's the thing that's kind of, remember how I was telling you, and then I want you to jump back in, but I think this is important. And maybe it'll give some people some kind of vote of confidence. look at the irony in the pun in that, the vote of confidence, or at least some inspiration that this movement that we've put together, use the word campaign if that makes people more feel comfortable, is actually, I think this is the one that's going to stick, because each time that you and I have run into an obstacle, something happened that was completely out of left field that fixed it all by itself, right? And this has not happened to me before with all the things that I've been working on doing and whatever, where things just kind of literally something major happened. And then all of a sudden I'm like, where did that come from? And it's happened like 4 times, right? And I'll give you the example that I just clued in today. So I didn't put 2 and 2 together that this was Lent this week, right? Because I'm not paying attention. I'm worried about putting stuff like this together, or like who's coming on my show. I wasn't even thinking it's Lent, because it's the end of February, beginning of March. Mm-hmm. So when I said, and I threw that out to you, I'm like, all right, let's do, because we need to have this as longer term. It can't just be a one-hit wonder. You know, one-hit wonders obviously didn't work. They don't work in the music industry. They don't work in television shows. So you need to have something ongoing where more people get engaged, and there's constant reaching out to these politicians, the emails, the tagging in Facebook and Twitter, and also the picking up the phone and reminding them, hey, hell no, guys, you're not doing this to us anymore. We are sick and tired, right? So it has to be ongoing. So then I was like, well, you know what? Let's do 40 days for freedom, because 40 and F, they both have Fs. And I'm like, wait, didn't like Jesus fast for 40 days? Didn't he go in the desert for 40? So I actually was like, all right, let me make sure before I open my mouth. So I did the Google or DuckDuckGo. And they were like, yeah, it's 40 days. I think it's a big number, 40 days. It's throughout the Bible, numerous things. And I was like, okay, that's right. The 40 days, he fasted for 40. So I said, if Jesus can fast for 40 days and be in the desert for 40 days and sacrifice, you can actually spend 2 minutes a day and complete this campaign with us and then tell all of your friends. Well, this was a couple weeks ago. So then all of a sudden I realized today, I'm like, oh, wait, Lent starts Wednesday. So the first day of the 40 days from following Jesus is doing something Jesus should be doing, or Jesus did, starts Wednesday. And that wasn't planned to have you on the show. That wasn't planned to start this campaign. It wasn't even planned that we would actually have this HCR 2033 resolution passed within the Arizona government. So again, I kind of made a roundabout analogy of how this all connects, but go with it, people. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you pick up what I'm putting down, Christine?
I sure do. Well, you know, I think that what we're seeing is a great awakening across the country. When I came back to grassroots, I think it really, really surprised me how many were just really devout, faithful people that were acting for the first time after the 2020 election. It kind of woke everybody up. You know, they kind of got the shock and awe of the reality of where we're at, and realizing that regardless of where you're at in your faith, we have to start doing something meaningful. Mm-hmm. We, as believers, we call it salt and light. You know, Jesus had commissioned us. He calls us the salt of the earth. We're to be the light of the world. That means that we're in everything we do and every place that we go, we are called to be salt and light, which is never passive. It's always active, and it should be part of how we live and breathe and move. And, I mean, we are stewards of the greatest government that has ever been formed in the history of mankind. And we, especially believers, understand, because look at how the church was affected with the COVID lockdowns. We understand that we are on the brink of ruin. We are truly at risk of losing everything if we don't get up off our tushes and dust it off, dust off our discouragement, and get into the race and start fighting for our lives. That's where we're at, and we are seeing that. We're seeing people engaging like never before. I think the what we're doing today and talking about today is giving somebody that missing piece of the puzzle, because so many grassroots or conservative organizations, they're reaching for money. They raise millions of dollars. They have all these think tanks and all these talking heads. You might get some really great articles and an email subscription, but they're not coupling what they know with being part of the solution. And so you've got, what, 83 plus million Americans in the country that voted for Trump in 2020, conservatives, right? And they're sitting here going, they don't know what to do. They want to do real work. And so what we're giving them is a tech tool for this modern era that makes the most out of their time investment, the fruits of their labors. All it is literally clicks, but to realize that it is really that simple to represent yourself, that your representative has to hear from you. We're giving you the device, the vehicle to get that done. I personally have such great belief in the American people. We're kind of blind on the conservative side when it comes to civic action. On the left, from diapers to grave, they understand this process, but we have not done a good job culturally as conservatives to explain how to engage in civic action and how to be good stewards of a representative government and hold them accountable. So this is how we hold them to the fire. This is how we give courage to soft, what I call a soft Republican, somebody who's not quick to stick their neck out there and fight and battle and be a champion like Mark Fincham is on this bill. But when they hear from grassroots, suddenly we have people that will rise to the occasion and will battle for you. But they've got to hear from us, and we've got to do this one most simple, basic, real impact action and just make this part of our life. Make it normal. Because the moment 83 million people start picking up the phone and calling their reps on a regular basis on the issues they care about, everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
If we get the church engaged, they are duty-bound to salt and light. Get the churches involved. Do the call of action from the pulpit. Get those folks engaged to be doers, not hearers only, right? Because we're going to be judged on what we did in this life, not on what we thought, not on our intentions, not on our hearts. Really, it's going to be about what we really did, because that's the proof, the fruit of our labors. What did we dedicate our time and energies and resources to? So for me, it's everything, because we see we're on the cliff's edge, Michelle. You and I know this. We don't get this right this season. We don't sacrifice a little bit of personal time right now and figure out how to get involved in meaningful, real ways, not wasting our time, not spinning in circles, but, linking up with folks that understand the process, strong grassroots leadership that deals with real impact solutions. We don't do this, we're going to lose our country.
And the consequences of that are something that most people would never be able to get their arms around. What would happen when we do lose the country? I mean, it's just consider everything that you can imagine being a disaster and then some, is that's how bad it'll be.
If we have a one-party takeover, which is what we're dealing with right now, we are on the razor's edge. At the federal level, you've got Schumer and Pelosi pushing for bills that are literally one-party takeover bills that we've been fighting. We go head-to-head. They're revising the John Lewis Act again for, you know, to go for a third pass this season. You know, they're relentless, and we need to be relentless in holding those lines, because this is what it is, a one-party takeover. If we lose our vote, our one man, one vote, if we don't secure our elections in 2020, and that's going to take all of us, we lose. If we lose on mandates and bodily autonomy, I heard you talking about that a little earlier, we lose everything. And if we lose on this, we lose everything. So it's not just about Arizona, but Arizona could be that light to the rest of the states to be brave and to voice that they've lost confidence. We do not have confidence in our elections. Wisconsin's close to being able to decertify. They've got so much material that proves fraud happening, that this system itself has failed. Pennsylvania is another state that if Arizona can take the lead and show that the people are behind this movement, then we will also spark other states to do the same. And it will really truly force the reforms and the climate, so to speak, with the Republicans, those that are, you know, working against us, they're working with Democrats in some states. Wisconsin just had a disaster bill passed. Republican championed it, and it just blew out mail-in ballot security. So you've got a lot of goofy stuff. It's just not a, you know, we can't be true to partisan. We've got to be conservatives first, Republicans second. We've got to work together, unite our efforts. Starting with this bill for Arizona, there's going to be many more that are going to work to provide meaningful election integrity bills, right? Because we need complete reform.
Mm-hmm.
To secure these elections. This doesn't secure your elections for 2020. This simply is like the shot across the bow that says, let's decertify, and guess what, representatives? You're get ready to go to work for us, because we've got some really meaningful legislation coming right on the heels of this, you know? And so this basically sets the stage. It sends a very clear message that the people of Arizona want election integrity in its entirety. Comprehensive.
And I want to hit that home for people to realize really how crucial this bill is and how key it is to this entire process of getting things to the next step of really cleaning out the entire election process, which is the amount of fraud is ridiculous. I mean, old school fraud used to be, as I was mentioning earlier, that we were joking around, oh, a bunch of ballots in a trunk, which is how what's his name got elected in the guy that used to do Saturday Night Live, Stuart Smalley, right? That's how they found a bunch of ballots there. And, you know, most people up there found in the drawer up there, we go, the ballots. I mean, what transpired? And, you know, dead people is like, oh, they're just, oh, it's just a bunch of dead people. It's not a big deal. No, all that kind of is. And of course, this, what happened in 2020 is just mind-blowing. But the reason why this really hit home, especially for Arizona, is keep in mind, we have the audit, right? So that we had the first huge audit. Obviously, there's been some issues there, but for the most part, that was groundbreaking. Who knew that this state would actually be so pivotal in actually getting this country back on track? But it also is the low-hanging fruit, because there's a lot of people in the Senate, in Arizona Senate, in the Arizona state that are more accessible, or you even recognize their names. And not to mention, we have, and I've used the word loosely, Republicans, we have the majority in both the House and the Senate in order to get this passed, to get a yes on it. Again, there's 11 House of Representatives that said yes, that they support it. There's 3 in the Senate. So there's 33, and I'm calling them all rhinos, right? I'm calling them rhinos until they could prove to me they're not. And Karen Fan, who is the Senate president, is one of them. She's like, oh, I don't think that this is a good idea, or oh, I don't think it's constitutional. When politicians use the word think, they're out of there, because their job's not to think. Their job is to follow instructions of what the Constitution is, what the law is, what we the people want. Remember, it's about the consent of the governed. They have no longer our consent. So this is an action item that can be taken to remind them that they don't, and they need to work for us. We've allowed them to have too much power. We've allowed them to go ahead and do whatever they wanted because they've not been accountable. And look where we are. The other one that I want to mention is Rusty Bowers. He's the Speaker of the House. This guy's a nightmare and a disaster. He's not running for re-election, so he thinks he's insulated. Well, no. That's not how this is going to go down. And I want people to be incentivized. I want them to be motivated to say, you know, who are you people? How dare you? How dare you think that you can do whatever you want just because you're in office? And when we, the people, actually realize that, and we have that attitude, and we now have like taken our power back, we can make them all say yes to this because we have the numbers. Yes, there's rhinos in there squirrely, but the ones that are running for re-election are going to cave in because they have to. Otherwise, we tell them, you're not getting elected and you're not getting any money. And then the ones that aren't, well, then we just keep at it until they get to the point where they're like, wow, I don't want all these people hating me at the level that they're hating me plus everything else. So, all right, I'll do it. But that's what it's going to take. That's why I said 40 days. But literally, Arizona has the potential to make this happen as long as not only people in Arizona jump on this bandwagon, but people all over the country. And then we go to the next state and we do this again, Christine. But really, this is huge. This is real. This is feasible. This is why I brought it to Act for America and Brigitte Gabriel and you, because of your grassroots experience and how you know how to run these campaigns. You know how the system is work. You know the sausage is done, but you know how to get results because you guys have been doing it for so long. That this was a perfect, shall we say, marriage and opportunity to do this together, especially here in Arizona, because we have the potential to actually pull this off.
You do, 100%, and that's so we need to convert you all to believers. You know, we all have to believe in this process, understand it exists. I like to say it's a game afoot. And the left has been playing, we've been busy playing checkers on the sidelines while they've been playing checkmate, mm-hmm. okay, on the left. And, you know, so you do have in Arizona, if that didn't wake you up, there's another point to this. And that looking at the 2020 election, you definitely have a political climate change that has happened, whether from new residents coming into the state through the years. The fact that Biden won the primaries by very small numbers, nearly splitting with radical Bernie Sanders, should wake people up. You have a very radicalized Democrat base in Arizona. And so those guys are making phone calls and emails. And essentially, if you think of it again, like in a preemptive vote, if you've got 2,000 folks calling to fight this defend and decertify, right, Bill, and they are, we have to not only meet those numbers, but beat those numbers. It is a numbers game. Act for America can do the heavy lifting. We can read and interpret these bills. We can build these great two-minute you know, campaigns where you click and your voice counts as 1,000. In fact, if you do all the steps in one of our actions in 2 minutes or less, you actually count as 5,000 to 6,000 constituents because you're sending an email, signing a real petition, you're posting to their official Twitter and Facebook. You can add to Gab, you know, to get the voice out and get, you know, and help build the momentum and get other people to act on these things. But when you post officially on social media, they watch that stuff because that's the public, you know, bad press in our case that we would be giving them, you know, that we are calling for action. They can't act like they're not hearing from us when you combine the direct calls to their staffers who are picking up the phone every day, those emails, and then the public display of, you know, what you're calling for out there. And then a phone call has its own gravity. There is something more magical about taking the time to make that phone call. But again, you could follow through and it's 2 minutes or less. We can do all that, but without the people rising up to stand with us, the grassroots groundswell that needs to happen, it's all for naught. We can do it from the top down, but we have to have a top-down, bottom-up, collective approach. We are stronger together, and we have to come together in this time in the season and get this job done. So, you know, just to get a vision for that, is that really there is a numbers game afoot. Your numbers absolutely matter to us. They're gold to us, and we need your help to fight for Arizona.
And then, as I said before, and as Christine keeps reminding us, yes, it's a numbers game, and we have the potential to do this. There's 83 million voters in the country that say voted for Trump that should all be engaging in this campaign. But we're taking it to even a bigger level, that we're bringing in the people that have been on our show, the groups, the small business owners, the entrepreneurs, other grassroots groups, other activist groups, influencers, people that have their own talk radio shows or podcasts. So this, when we're saying, hey, we're doing this movement, it's just not clicking on there. I mean, yes, we're making it easy so you can participate, but we want this to literally be this time of movement where we're making everybody come together as you mentioned, that collective approach, because it's a numbers game, so that we can mobilize everyone so that we can do it again. In as soon as this one's, we cross this off our list, we move to the next. We cross this off the list and move to the next. And I'll give you an example, and this should be inspirational. In Arizona, it was just before the election. We were able, and I don't remember the exact number, but let's just use 50,000. We were able to get 50,000 cars. It was something crazy like that, in a huge long line for a Trump train. And we did it in like, obviously there was planning, right? You know, but we were able to pull it off on like a Saturday or Sunday, however we did it. And you know, my numbers are a little off, but bear with it. It's the moral of the story. So we were able to do that. Okay. So use that same whole energy, thought process, idea, and convert that into this, which is obviously you don't even have to leave the house. You don't even have to spend a couple hours. You're just clicking 2 minutes a day and you're telling all your friends, and you can go into other steps in it, right? If you want to do the social media where you're tagging them in Facebook and Twitter. On the website, I put all the links directly to all their accounts. So I did that. I don't even want to tell you how much time I spent linking that all together, so that way you can say, well, I don't know where their stuff is. It's right there in front of you. I put it right there so you can have it. And then I also, if you click their photo or their name, it goes directly to their Arizona legislative page. So if you want their direct phone number, if you want even another, you want to send them an email through regular email or directly through that system, you can take that extra step. It's right there. And if you want to read about anything about it, it's on that page. So literally, it's all done there. But here's the thing. Now you have all this for all the stuff that you want to do in Arizona. And then we just do this for each of the states, because now you've got, let's just say you got those 50,000 people that were in the Trump train, and they start doing this. And then we bring in more, and we bring in more, and we add a zero to that. And then what if we needed to recall one of these rhinos that won't follow because they think they're secure? Mm-hmm. And we launch instead of a Trump train of 50,000 cars, we launch a recall drive-by signing. And we say, okay, everybody, Saturday, just do your drive-by signing. We only need 20,000 signatures. We got 50. Monday morning, we go and drop that off. Bye-bye, rhino. See how easy it is once we mobilize and you have confidence that your actions actually are going to matter this time. And that's why this is going to actually be something that changes the way that conservatives and quote unquote Republicans participate and take action and show up. So comment on that, Christine, because I think that's part of why when we originally talked, you're like, okay, I think this is a new way where we can get people to have confidence and have hope again. I hate to use that word hope, you know, hope and change. Hope and change from the Obama thing. You know, the slogan used to be, I hope there's change after he's done, you know, in my pocket.
Look at that. Over 83 million people voting for Trump, completely devastated and discouraged. The chilling effect of J6, right? Ugh. And all the intimidation and all the weaponizing between the federal government, the DOJ, the three-letter agencies, all conspiring against the people themselves that are simply conservative patriots, right, that love our Constitution. Unfortunately, right now, it seems that the left has completely been derailed, and they're just full-blown radicals running the show. They are not pro-Constitution, okay? If you have a centrist Democrat, they're probably voting along the lines of conservatives at this point, right? Mm-hmm. They don't exist anymore. And so, you know, it's not that this is a new thing. This is grassroots 101. It's if we don't take the time as conservatives to go to these classes to learn about, you know, civic action and political science, it's not our gig. You know, we like to run restaurants and be entrepreneurs and individuals and, you know, be self-made. It's like, what, you know, like I vote for this person. They told me their platform. You know, they made these promises. I voted on that. They better do that. Well, we found out the hard way, the really hard way, that without us engaging and forming, you know, a mobilization hub, essentially, for every state where we act together on the things we care about, we don't have representative government anymore. They do not work for or serve the people. And so this culturally is going to shift that power and that mentality. It just serves so many things. It makes for healthy governance when representative government hears from, right, us. We the people need to start setting our own platform and have accountability systems in place, and this is exactly how we do it. We work together. I have and it's important to understand, this is not just an Act for America campaign or a Michelle campaign. This is a conservative movement campaign. We want to organize and cooperate with every like-minded individual in the state to come together on this shared mission, if you will. This is not our show. We just simply, at Act for America, our culture is completely with the idea that we serve the people. We are the people. We live in the trenches on the front lines. I work with these leaders in these different states and counties that are doing real work out there, and they help us build the campaigns. For instance, you shoot out an email to Brigitte, and she, you know, alerts me to this bill that's going on. This is how we all come together, build something meaningful, and work towards achieving a real winnable goal together is how we do this. It's not about one individual. It's really about us together, in my mind.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up, because I want to make it clear to everybody that's listening that wants to participate, whether they're just going to be active in engaging with the digital media portion of it, or clicking to get the emails out there, or if they're going to come in a different, and even if it's, or anybody that wants their group to be a part of this, because we need everyone to be promoting this to their communities, to their friends and family, because that's how we build this and grow numbers. And again, part of this is also to then mobilize all like-minded people who will want to take some action, that are willing to put a little bit of back into it, so that we can do this and dispatch the basic army we've put together for the next issue, because there's so many. But then we can do this as you said, a collective group. So this is not a campaign in order to ask for donations, because you'll never see me asking for a donation for anything that I'm financially a part of, because we have other other different means that people can participate, like the marketplace, in order to buy products and services, where there's revenue generated from that, plus other things. So I don't ask for donations in order to do this show, because I want your money to be sent to different organizations that actually need that, that don't have revenue streams in them, or they need some support, not like a Planned Parenthood that gets $500 million from the federal government, yours and my tax dollars, or the GOP and the RNC that raised, as I said earlier, $220 million on election integrity, when I'm still trying to figure out what a definition of election integrity is. And they've done nothing to help we the people and to solve the problems with the 2020 election or even to decertify. So again, don't give money to any of these big organizations. They don't need your money. You give money to Lindsey Graham, you get what you deserve. The guy didn't even show up to do his job to vote to make sure that you didn't have any vaccine mandates. So what I'm asking you, when you go to the website, it's azsavesamerica.us, azsavesamerica.us. And when you're on there, you're going to see, you know, join us for the newsletter. And that's so we can keep you informed. That's like what Rick was saying. So that way, you know what's going on. We can keep you in the loop. And as, because I'm going to do this. I'm going to contact every single one of these rhinos. Tell them that this campaign is starting and just be, give them a heads up. Give them an opportunity to switch teams right then and there. And if they give any hesitation, then everyone's going to know about it because this is my mission. I have made this my mission to take this and to mobilize the masses, give everybody that inspiration, that hope, that vehicle, that take action item as part of our entire Save My Freedom movement. That's all part of the Save My Freedom movement. And this is what we're going to be doing. So I want you to encourage you to join the newsletter. You can also join the newsletter for once you're in the campaign, you'll see it. I made it so easy. And yeah, there's some things I got to fix just because of sizing, right? Because I'm not a designer on the website, but I did the best that I could because I don't have millions of dollars to go pay a tech person because I'm not Heritage. I'm not, again, Planned Parenthood. We don't have those kind of big budgets. Even Act for America doesn't have huge budgets. So I want you to be involved with them too, because the small groups that actually are able to make the most of take action that actually are doing amazing things are the ones that don't have the big budgets because they know how to do it the right way. And they're doing it for the right reasons, not to get donations. They're not doing it to generate an email list so they can pitch something else or sell you something else. And again, that's what this is all about, is bringing all people, groups, in different organizations and even small business owners together so you can share this with your community, because everything that is going sideways in the world today, especially here in this country, is a direct result of the fraudulent activity in which happened in the election of 2020. So we can do what we can on our part to resolve that. Christine, do you want to comment on that? I know it's a mouthful and I'm watching the time. So you just tell me when you got to go, because you got to go. There's a lot of stuff that I know you're working on today.
Just to tack on to what you're saying, you know, it's important that each of us that are hearing this and are aware now of this legislative campaign that's out there, you know, you're all part of different small groups. Probably you're linked up with people that are involved in local conservative groups, like-minded groups. And so we need everyone to help out and connect these groups. We need to have what Act for America has been working on behind the scenes in the last few months is election integrity in battleground states. Arizona is one of them. And we're looking to make sure all of these little election integrity task force groups that are spread throughout the state are all connected so that we can make, you know, mobilize together with efficiency, because we're very fragmented. The left is not fragmented. They all work together. There's no egos aside from progressing their agenda. And we have a little bit of a cultural issue that we need to work through and break through. Election integrity is a strong uniting force. We all agree that we need it, and it's bringing us together. So help us make everyone aware that this is going on. They can contact you, you know, through, you know, your movement there locally, Michelle. They can contact us through actforamerica.org. We have a mobilization hub, so we can have what I would call rapid response grassroots when needed. And certainly to just make sure we have some sort of communication string that touches every organized group in your state so everyone can contribute to that. Getting your church involved. We have Act in Faith, where we're going to be planting chapters so you can mobilize hundreds, if not thousands, of people that already organize every Sunday and usually midweek, you know, every week. That would just be an automatic, you know, incredible push for this. We need to bring everyone into this one united effort, right? We need to really come together And everyone can contribute to that. If you tell 10 people, those 10 people could tell another 10. So you just contributing to telling 10 people could bring thousands more activists in, you know, to help with this effort and everything that comes behind it. And the other thing I just want to point out, what we built into this first campaign, Defend and Decertify, is a very strong point in the email that you send that states that Arizona and the nation are relying upon you to stand up for election integrity and restore faith in our election system. I have pledged to only vote for candidates that champion election security and take the lead in cleaning up our election system, beginning with this bill. So we've already, from this campaign forward, we will together put every lawmaker on notice. And it's really important. There's another point with conservatives. I hear this all the time. They'll say, well, I'm not going to bother to pick up the phone because my representative is a Democrat. My representative is a Marxist. Whatever they say, they don't listen to me. It's not true. They may send you a phony little generic response letter. That you'll get for sure. You'll get those from Republicans too. But they still have to count you as 1,000 constituents with every point of contact. And what you can do, you may not get them to vote your way, but you can cause them to abstain from a vote and therefore neutralize their impact. They will get out of the way. They will not, you will remove a barrier to passing the bill. So please do not be tempted to not call or email because you have a Democrat as your representative. This is a salt and light for believers approach, practical approach out in the world that is true no matter at what level of government. You need to voice yourself and be counted. And this is how we help you facilitate to make sure your voice is amplified and counted.
And I want to
leave it there.
Yeah, I just want to bring this home. One of the other reasons, besides my complete confidence in this organization and what I've watched them accomplish over the years, and especially since I had Brigitte on the show, she was on our Brighttown.tv shows, which, by the way, is Fridays at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, Brighttown.tv, Fridays at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. She was on our show, episode 269. This was the first campaign that I have done one of these email, fill out the email information, and put in your address because that's how they kind of make it more verifiable. This is the first time that I got a response back. And I've done a number of these over the years. This was the first time I got a response back. And in 45 minutes, and I want to give a shout out because for Judy Burgess, she is here in Arizona. She's in the House of Representatives. And when I originally did the Arizona mandate one with Act for America, she responded in 45 minutes. I was flabbergasted. I said, oh my God, I got a response. And it was personalized. It wasn't a generic one that I've gotten from federal stuff before. It was actually like her. And I went, okay, this is the first time. So I brought that up to Brigitte. She goes, yes, that's because we have worked. Our system has cost us like $400,000, but we've perfected over the years. We know how this works. We understand the system. So that way we could use the tools that we've paid for and that we've tweaked and we understand to make it the most cost effective and efficient
seconds
for everybody to be able to participate. And then again, when I sent this one, I did it the other day when May 1st, when Christine had put everything together. I'm like, all right, let me see what happens. Believe it or not, Judy, superstar Judy, boom, sends the response back. And I went, okay. And it was a different response. So don't think, you know, I was like, it wasn't like it was another, it was a generic one. And I went, okay, all right, so this works. And then, of course, that's when
60
I learned
seconds.
About the one person equals 1,000 constituents, which was really critical. And I've never heard that before. So I knew that Act for America literally is the organization to partner with, get behind. And keep in mind, Christine said something very important today, and then I'll let her give anything that she wants and promote anything. She said, how is my representative government? How are they supposed to represent me if they've never heard from me? And I went, and she had mentioned this when we were on the phone, and I went, oh my God, they've never heard from me. Well, now they're going to really hear. So God, Maybe they should have responded if I did it once before. So I'm just saying, wow, I've never done it. So I'm stepping into the fringe kind of for the first time, where I've done one or two, like the email campaigns, but other than that, I've never done anything else direct. And then after putting all this together and really looking at their Facebook, their social media, their Twitter to find out what they had to say, or who actually didn't promote it, or who was hiding, or their ridiculous websites that I wouldn't even hire these people to take out my garbage based on what was on some of their websites. I'm like, wow, this is bad. No wonder why the state's in the way that it is. Or I couldn't find the social media. Well, that's because they didn't want you to know what their social media was, because maybe they didn't want to hear from you. I said, okay, this is it. This has got to change, guys. I didn't know any of this because I never did the homework. Well, guess what? I put in the time. I'm not even going to tell you how many hours I've lost that I'll never get back, but I'm okay with that, because I went through everybody's accounts and I went through the websites and said, wow, this makes all the sense in the world. And I said, well, if I make this easy for everybody to participate, and then that way you can see who's who, what they say, and how hard they are to find. And then I said, okay, the game is changing, because we're not letting them get away with that. So Christine, anything real quick, and then I will let you go. You've got to fight for freedom. You got to put the cape on, young lady, the Act for America cape of the grassroots, the OGs of the freedom movement.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. You know, people want real impact now. We have been talking things to death with no results.
Yeah.
And the reason is because this whole grassroots process, which is now demystified for your listeners, it was unknown to us, right? Mm-hmm. When Ben Franklin said, you have a republic if you can keep it, that's what he was talking about. Would the republic itself represent themselves? Or would we get apathetic and lazy, or just be completely blinded about the process? You know, we're not taught civic action in school.
By
and
design.
If we are,
by
it's
design.
Only from a socialist, yeah. basis. So we're aware now, we're awake, we have the power of knowing, and we have all the tools to take back Arizona. So actforamerica.org, you can receive our, I personally am doing all the email communications, I write the Act Now campaigns, we're here for you, we're fighting for you, we're enlisting people for our task force, volunteers, and we're working on a comprehensive legislative reform campaign for Arizona State. So there's a lot more to come. Stay tuned, and let's work together to make this happen. I just thank every one of you patriots. Michelle, I am so blessed to know you, and I'm so thankful to see you working towards bringing people together in your state. I'm thankful for your leadership, and blessed to know you.
Oh, ditto, my friend. Thank you so much. Right back at you. And we're gonna make this one stick. This is it. This is going to be the landing. Like, remember when Carrie Shrug was in the Olympics? I believe it maybe was Atlanta. And she had that gimp of a leg. I think she sprained her ankle, and she had like other kinds of little sprains and things like that. And she needed to stick the landing, because she needed that landing. She needed that 10. And she jumped onto that horse and she stuck the landing. That's what we're going to do. We're going to stick. We're going to carry shrug this thing, and we're going to stick the landing, and we're going to win
That's
the
right.
gold, because we need
we're
to.
Stronger together, guys. Let's come together and get this done.
You got it. You got it. And when you go to our website, azsavesamerica.us, Act for America. I made it as simple as possible. You're going to click on that. You can read as much as you want, but there's the action items in order to get the campaign done for that one click. In order to send the email out to the 47 legislators. Don't hold me to that. I'm just concentrating. Even that goes to all of them. I'm just right now. It's 47. There's 33 rhinos, but we're sending it to all of them. Anyway, it's right there. And then once you're in that, the way that she set it up was great. You can get information about their organization. You could sign up for their newsletter. It's all embedded in there. And then it also gives you the post for social media, for Facebook and Twitter. So you can share that. And then if you just jump back over to you go back to the original page, it gives you all the links for them. And I'm going to do it also on an Excel spreadsheet, so that way you can have it handy and you can just go to town on it whenever you want to make it easier. However, we'll throw the tools at you to make it easy, so that way you can say, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go. Yeah, no mo excuses, because guess what? It is No Mo Excuses March, which starts tomorrow. Christine, you're the best. Tell Brigitte, I love her so much for doing all this. And we're going to do this. We're going to carry shrug it, my friend. We're shrugging it.
All right. God bless you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.
Oh, you're the best. You're the best. So Act for America, unbelievable organization. I'm telling you, there's a reason that they've been doing this for 20 years, because they know how to get it done and they're doing it for all the right reasons. And they're not some big organization that gets all this big donor money and political influence and, you know, all that fun stuff that has literally destroyed the country and the states and the cities for a long time. So I kind of bringing it in. It's No Mo March starts tomorrow. Mañana starts No Mo Excuses March. And it's last year we did No Mo Mask, No Mo Mask and No Mo Excuses. This is No Mo Excuses. And I'll come up with a little bit extra to it, but it's going to be because we're giving you the tools now and you need to step up to the plate. Remember we were talking about, I've been talking about it for all year so far. We are entering the third month of the year, the last month of the quarter, and it is time to step up to the plate. You need to stand up. You need to speak up. You need to show up. You need to participate. You need to engage in your, not only in this campaign, but you need to do it in your own life. You need to do it. Be the 2.0 of YOU in 2022, because the time is now. It is now or never. And you're saying, well, I don't really want to do that. I got to focus on work. You ain't going to have work if we don't get this fixed, because you already see what's happening. Literally, what did I say earlier today? It's 402 days in the Biden, Obama, Nazi regime. And what's that done for you? It's like Janet Jackson. What have you done for me lately? Right? Nothing good. So if you think everything's awesome, do nothing. Because you think everything's awesome. But if you don't think everything's awesome and you're like, I am sick and tired. As I said, I am sick and tired and I don't want to do this no more. I don't like what's going on. I want my country back. I want my business thriving. I want my rights back. I want my freedoms. Then join us, right? Literally, this is the low-hanging fruit. Not only do I want you to be part of the Save My Freedom movement, which is how we're bringing together businesses and organizations, and we want to give you the tools and all the resources to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities, and be together around all these awesome, like-minded people, and promote yourself, and have all these great groups to be a part of, or just get great quality content. Remember, I'm the queen of quality content. And who said that? Oh, John Arnold in the beginning of the show at the 1 p.m. mark. Mountain time. And so we're doing all that, right? I want you to be part of the Save My Freedom movement. But in addition to that, right, I want you to jump on the azsavesamerica.us, the 2-minute click campaign, because this is our low-hanging fruit. And if you join the newsletter that's on there, right, then you're going to know about even more groups and organizations and everything. And then we're going to mobilize the masses, right? We're mobilizing the masses. We're motivating the masses to get off their asses. And that's you. That's me. That's all your friends and family. And then we want you to tell your friends, just jump on the campaign, right? Even if you're like, hey, Michelle, I'll do it, but I only want to do it once. Okay, I'll take what I can get. You're like, Michelle, I'll do it. Maybe I'll do it a couple times. But I don't want to be a part of any emails, and I don't want to know anything else that you're doing that's great, that will help my life and will help the country, will help my business, or, you know, that might save this wonderful country. I don't want to know any of that. That's okay. I'll take what I can get. I'll take it. If you give me 2 minutes and you give me an email once, I'm in. But I guarantee you that if you participate and you keep doing it, like we're asking you to tell your friends to get in, do, and then go ahead and do part of it and tag them in the Facebook, tag them in the Twitter when you do the post, or even if you want, pick up the phone and then you tell your friends. I'm telling you, it is going to be so rewarding for you that you're going to be like, oh, this is fun. I don't mind spending 10 minutes a day doing this, because I'm seeing progress. I'm seeing this happen, and I'm listening to Michelle give updates on who she kind of ripped the new one to today. Because I'm going to call every single one of them out. I'm going to say, Rhino, What are you doing? And I'm going to bring my friends to help me. So anybody that has a microphone that's already been on our show, they're part of this. I've listed all of their information on the website. So it's not only on the homepage, but I have a tab up at the top that says partners. So you can click on that. And you can find out who are the other like-minded, awesome people that said, Michelle, I love this. I want to help. I want to promote this. I want to be a part of this. Let's do this. Let's take these mofos down and let's get we the people back in charge. So you want to be a part of this. You want to help out. You want to promote, whether it's digital. You don't need a business. I don't care. You want just your face on there. Or if you just, you don't even want to do that, but you want to help out at a bigger level, contact me. All right. All the information, you go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com. That is your take action menu, literally for everything in your business, your life, and your community. This movement just actually happens to be all of them combined and then some. Like adding a bunch of crack on it, you know. And I'm talking about the old crack, like when Mike Lindell used to do the crack, and the guy was up for 3 weeks straight. I mean, that's like quality crack. Like that's when you go, wow, that's some real drugs, man, real drugs. But anyway, he doesn't do the crack anymore. You got to read the book. Read the book, Against All Odds, from Crack Something to CEO. And if you buy anything, speaking of Mike Lindell, real quick, I'm gonna do this, and then I gotta go because it's 3:10. I got a lot to do. I got 33 rhinos to contact and their campaigns. I can't wait. They're going to be like, oh, can you imagine the conversation? I think I might record a few. Oh, can I do that? Well, I can record it. I just might not be able to air it. We'll figure it out. I don't know. Is this one consent state, due side state, however that works out? We'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. I'm not worried. I'm not worried, because if they have something to share off the air, well, then you got a problem, peeps. Because that's what's been going on. Anyway, speaking of Mike Lindell, we've got a promo code over there, promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. Get all the incredible discounts, buy one, get one free. And if you use promo code HOME, not only do you get your discounts that you hear about on all the commercials and all the shows, you get a free book. You get his book for that. And then you also are in, you're contributing to nonprofit organizations and groups that support vets, pets, kids, and freedom. You know, the ones that don't get the money, like, again, the Planned Parenthood, the $500 million, the Heritage Groups, the AER, the Republican National Committee that raised $220 million for election integrity, and they've done nothing. Ronna McDaniel. And I just saw Ronna, just saw her at CPAC. She's got a show. She has a podcast show, and I'm going to contact her and say, hey, I want to get on your show, Ronna. Probably won't let me, but that's okay. I can ask. I can ask, and they say, well, no, no, no. You don't like the rhinos, so you cannot come on the show. I said, oh, okay. Well, then at least you know. Tell me why I can't come on the show. Well, you don't like rhinos. Okay, then that's fine. Just tell me why. Tell me why. Tell me why I can't come on your show, Ronna. And then you know what? If you've got $220 million for election integrity that you have raised, that the Americans were crazy enough to give to such a big organization that doesn't deserve a dollar of hard-earned dollars from the American we the people, why don't you put a little money into this movement, our Save My Freedom movement? That would be great, because then we can have more social media outreach, some virtual assistants. We can get some people sending out emails and making some phone calls, and we can get some ads placed, like social media ads. Actually, no, those will all be shut down. No, but not like on Gab, the Twitter, on Getter, and on Gab, then and even on CloudHub, or even the Rumble. We can do some there. I have a thing that would be great. That would be great. And then we can, so anyway, I'm going to contact them. I'm going to contact all these people. I'm going to contact every single one of them. And then I'm going to let you know how those phone calls went. Some I will record to see how they go, and we'll get them on board, but I need your help. So anyway, go over to that marketplace, and our marketplace. And the reason why I brought it up before, yes, because it was the Lindell segue. Yes, I go all around, and there really is a rhyme to the reason. When I kind of go off on these little all-encompassing tangents of 3:14, I got to go ahead and I got to go. I got to go, peeps. But I do, but again, what happens when you go to our marketplace? We've got 57 well-known websites and brands that are participating, so that when you do buy something, and it's all kinds of things for business, for personal, for health, for apparel, for nutrition, for like vanity, for whatever, literally. It's every category you can imagine. Mike Lindell's is included on there, My Pillow. Most of the promo codes are home when it needs a promo code. But what the cool thing is 2 to 20% of your total purchase is actually donated to those groups that don't get the money, because I want to come up a way for you to support groups and movements and charities and nonprofit organizations. They all have to be nonprofit, because we all just don't need that 501c3 status to say that we're doing good on the planet, right? And don't forget, that's just an IRS thing, right? That's just an IRS thing that rich people and the government came up with a way to money launder, because that's all they do in the government is money launder, and that's what the NGOs do and most of the nonprofits. So be wary on where you spend your money and who you support. I've been saying that for a while. Just always keeps getting more true, right? Especially the NGOs and the border. That's a whole nother show, another topic. But anyway, the reason why we did it that way is that we can buy products and services that we're normally buying. You're never paying more than if you went to the websites, their websites directly. You usually get a discount. You go through our marketplace. Money is generated. You get a great deal. And you're supporting these amazing groups that are really putting their own time, sweat, and equity into it. They don't have the big funding sources, you know, like the ladies who launch, that love to grasp their pearls, because it would be unheard of for them to show up at a rally, or perhaps make a sign and use that war paint, which is the red and the blue from the paint that's been sitting in the garage for years, that the kids used to use in art class. And then the mama bears, and the four dads that actually showed up. Guys, you gotta come to the table. And they're the ones who are out there making the signs and going to the meetings and deciding to get in line to take action and take back and save America. So yes, those are the groups we're supporting, the people, the organizations, those are the ones that matter. Anyway, go over to the marketplace. Go to the marketplace. We've added the Brighteon store, which is Mike Adams, all the healthy products and the prepping supplies and food and supplements and all that. And like, you know, they even have like healthy detergents and have all kinds of household stuff. In addition, what you put on your body, what you put near your body, and what you put into your body. And we also added My Patriot Supply, because I've been having all of this prepping stuff show up for 2 years now. And I'm like, wow, I really should be promoting it, because we have tons of it here. And then if you listen to Mike Adams at the Health Ranger, you might want to get some supplies. Kind of might be a good idea, just so you have some. Things are going to get a little hairier, scarier here that's coming down the pike. If you think I am enacting some false fear, then keep your mask on. I don't know what to tell you, right? I'm just telling you what I'm seeing. I'm telling you what the people that I've been following for a long time, especially Mike Adams and the rest of it, and then just using common sense. So yeah, you might want to get some prepping things, you know, some food supplies that sits in your house and it's good for like 100 years. So go check that out. Anyway, all of this information is all of these resources, these groups, these who to follow, other shows, right? All of our past guests, which are our partners, our links to listen live, which we're live Mondays at 12 p.m. Mountain Time. That's the talk radio show. And then 3:18. Okay, I'm wrapping it up. Like Joan Rivers, don't worry, the show will start. And then Brighteon.tv. They are so wonderful to have. Let me have a show over there Fridays at 5 p.m. Mountain Time. That's Brighteon.tv. All those links are past shows, anything to get you to the marketplace. If you want to buy some patriotic gear, that would be awesome too. There's 5 or 6 different companies over there. Flag shirt company, Steve Stern. He's got great, incredible apparel. Anything that you can imagine that is all patriotic. I'm telling you, there's all like 5 different companies. If you want to boost your immune system, right? You want to get healthy. You got the Zeb Zelenko supplements, right? You use the promo code HOME. All of that information's there. You get 5% off, free shipping. Oh, I think you get 5% off on the Brighteon store. I need to add that on there. But anyway, all this information, including the petition to sign for Rick Manning about and that takes same as ours, 2 minutes, right? Similar form, except their nation, they're federal. We're just doing state of Arizona, our low-hanging fruit. All that, all those tabs are listed on everythinghomeaboutus.com. That is your take action menu. has everything there and then some. Literally, all the resources that you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities, is there. Start there first. Don't ever use Google in order to find a product or service or somebody that you can trust for information. Start here and then start with our partners. And then from there, go ahead and then deal with a stranger if you can't figure out who to use. But literally, all I've done all this heavy lifting. I've done nothing literally with my life for the past 14 months then, or actually it's been longer, but hardcore for 14 months then to create this, develop this, and build relationships with these organizations, these groups, smell testing, figuring out who's the ones that are sincere, the ones that you can trust, the ones that are good, the ones that have nefarious intentions. Not even just the groups, I'm talking about human beings, right? And then even just filter them out, whether they should even come on the show or not, or be like, not so much. I kind of just think that you're just doing this for the money. And then, of course, all the resources and all of that information. Space said there's stuff in Arizona. You want to become a precinct committee man? That's what we talked about earlier. Go to the precinct strategy. Dan Schultz, he's been on the show numerous times. He's going to be coming back on. Steve Stern is partnered with Dan Schultz. They just got the approval about 2 weeks ago for Mike Lindell is going to promote it. And he started doing that. And then yesterday, President Trump said, I'm all in. Everyone needs to become a precinct committee man, which is how we take this country back. And then also he, said, go to the precinct strategy, you can go to precinctstrategy.com, or you can click on the tab, become precinct committee man. And what it does is it's been on our website for over a year when I found out about it because I was watching the War Room and I said, what is this precinct committee man? No wonder why the Republicans don't want you to know about it, because then we'll actually get rid of the rhinos. And I said, I'm all in. How do I sign up? It was the easiest thing I ever did. So you can go to the Arizona section, the Take Action tab on ours, and it'll get you to the precinct strategy. Mirror Corruption County is a little bit easier than other parts of Arizona. Each thing's just a little bit different. But it's a very simple process, and I guarantee you once you do it, you get involved. But you're going to find your rhinos. You're going to find your rhinos, but that's okay. We're going to ease on up to the east side, right? Move on up to the east side. We're going to ease on out the rhinos, but it takes time. But we got to all come in and fill these spots, and now is the time to actually do it. So I'm going to put the tab on there for the precinct committee, man. And then it's 321. All right, I'm done. So go check that out, and at the very top, says take action now, defend and decertify the Arizona 2020 elections. One click email to all the Arizona legislatures. I'm only focusing on the rhinos. The campaign sends it to everybody. Because again, as Christine mentioned, if you've got some Democrats out there, they're going to be like, wow. So if every one action equals 1,000 pissed off people, because you never call them and say you did a great job, because most of them don't do a great job. So why would I call and say, hey, you did a great job? Do something so that I can call and say, you guys did an awesome job, right? So then that's all I'm asking. Personal accountability, right? So I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, this week changes everything, all right? This week, everything changes. Everything changes in your personal life, your business life, your community in this country. But you got to join us. You can go to azsavesamerica.us, or if you just go to the first tab, the very top of our Take Action menu, you got that. And then it says Join or Save My Freedom Movement. Both of those end up getting you to the website, and it'll guide you right through it. I made it so simple. But let's do this, people. We're pissed, and they need to hear about it. So let's join together, tell your friends, and if you want to participate and you want to help us spread this in a bigger level with your group, your community, your organization, your business, your whatever, your show, just reach out to me. If you go on that Take Action tab and you go to the very bottom, you go to the bottom, it says book a call with Michelle, click on that. And then once you're on, if you go to the website, once you click on that, my phone number is all throughout it, right? So I'm not putting the phone number on there. I'm going to make you actually just click twice for it, or it's actually on the website too. Or if you actually just Google my name, it comes up. So I'm not saying that I want it to be hard to find, but I want you to have to click twice. That's all I'm asking, right? So if you're on the, if you go to media and cool stuff tab, it's there, the contact page. Okay. And it's literally on like every social media. So I just want you to put a little effort into it. It's not hard effort. It's like literally two steps. But anyway. Anyway. Okay, so one other quick thing. Make sure you follow us on social media. It's really not following. It's joining the community. Check out the Save My Freedom movement. That's the more comprehensive part where you're actually going to be really participating to promote your own business, your own events, your own community. In addition to this particular really driven, strategic, specific campaign. And that's why we're going to bring all these bodies together. Imagine 83 million like-minded people all on the same page, networking together with specific take action items. Can you imagine? Whoa. These rhinos and the crazy uniparty, they don't stand a chance, people. We don't stand a chance. And then you won't need millions of dollars in order to be in a campaign if you're good. Because we already got the people. We already got the consent of the governed on our side. We just need to get the right people in the governed. And then we don't need the big money from the big PAC. So then they don't have the power. So we're taking away the power, right? So if you don't need their money, then they don't have the power. Just like, why are you keeping your money in Bank of America? You're just giving them more power to be more nefarious to you. And like any of these other companies, don't give money to GoFundMe, because they're just going to either take it from you or they're going to, like, you know, defund events, you know, like Eventbrite and all them. Don't even bother. Go to the alternative. Give, send, go. Support the companies and the products and the services and the people that support what you believe in, like-minded people. We're creating an alternative world and a universe, because that's what needs to happen. This other side's never going to come around. They're never going to come around. The people that gave tens of millions of dollars to BLM is never going to be friends with me, because they're like, no, we think that was awesome to burn down things. They're not going to want to be my friend. They don't need to be. That's okay. We need our alternative world. All right, it's 3:26. So join us on the social media. Within probably a week, we're going to have a full-time social media, if not two, people rocking and rolling, putting out content, putting out information, and promoting the different partners on our platform. So if you want to be engaged with us and you want to show up, we're going to show up and we're going to support you. We're going to be promoting your business, your products, your services, your shows. And especially if you join us in this campaign, we're going to be promoting the heck out of you. So yeah, that's how this works, right? That's what I said. If you guys come, if you build it, they will come. And if you come participate, little back in it, not asking for a dollar, we'll figure out how to pay for it, which I already have. All right. So we've done that. I'm not asking for any money. I'm asking you just to support products and services and come and join us. That's it. Yeah. All right. What a good deal, right? Can you imagine? What a good deal. It's 3:27. All right, everybody. So go to everythinghomeaboutus.com. Go to the take action menu. Literally everything you need to grow your business, enhance quality of your life, and make a difference is there. This is incredible. It is time to save America. Who's going to do it? Arizona and everybody in this country. Even if you don't live in Arizona, I want you to participate and you can do it. It's going to take you 2 minutes a day. If you want to spend up to 10, you can finish all the steps, because every action that you take, and we've laid it out for you, is 1,000 pissed off people talking to the elected elites. And right now it is the rhinos. We're coming after those rhinos, right? Yeah. You can either join us or your party is over. That is over. It is over. And so is your political career. Okay. That's how this is going to work. So I want everybody to become a super spreader of courage, freedom, and common sense. And remember that courage, conviction, and common sense are contagious. Once you commit, everything changes. It's time to renew your faith, restore our republic, and let's decertify the Arizona election of 2020. We have the tools. We just need you to show up. Remember, those who stand for nothing fall for everything. And this is the time. This is the time to take action. EverythingHomeAboutUs.com. Special thank you to all of the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information, episodes, and their shows are listed on our website, which is in being redone. You're going to love the new version. And when I tell you it's an ultimate resource platform, it's going to be so easy to find stuff that you're just going to go, oh my God, I go there for everything first. I want you to start your day with that website, because it's going to have everything. It's not derived stuff. We're not making up the content. We're just bringing all the right people that are going to give it to you. because we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We just need to make it spin faster by bringing everybody together that's already great at what they do. I'm not here to replace them. I'm here to bring them together so you know. And you're like, God, I love this person. Well, that's right. This is a good friend of ours. You should know who this is because it's like the MG show. I don't understand a lot of the stuff, how they know all this stuff. And I'm not talking about it online, but you want to get that information, you want to get that comp, then that's the show to go to because they passed the smell test. They know what they're doing, right? We got to get them back on, Jeff and Shady. We got to get them back on the show. But anyway, tune in, jump on our train, join the movement. I'm telling you, it'll be the best thing you've ever done. Put a little time into it and you're going to get business from it. You're going to get new friends. You're going to get relationships. You're going to save this country. You're going to do so much for your own personal improvement, your own health, your own, oh my God, you're going to make friends, right? You're going to end up not spending zero money on customer acquisition. Oh, remember that from a Shark Tank. I believe that's one of the big things. You're going to make some amazing relationships, especially if you get involved in the community. And we're going to make it easy because, oh my God, then you are involved in the community. Not only are you making a difference, you're making things happen. You're getting rid of the rhinos. You're getting rid of the losers that are just dead weight. And you're bringing in some great people. And then you're going to make some new friends. Guess what? Especially probably going to have some new business connections. Not probably. It's guaranteed. Right? Because when people like, know, and trust you, what do? They want to work with you. They want to be your friend. That's all this is. Just making more fun friends together and giving you low-hanging fruit, tangible action items that are really going to make an impact and make a difference at the least amount of effort on your part. Like literally, you're going to just move your finger, burp, 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 and that's it. Then you're done. Wow. Do you want to do more? It's there. So whatever your effort level is, God, that sounds familiar. I think I've been saying that for a year. Whatever your effort level is of participation, we've got it for you. But you got to show up and then you got to tell your friends. All right. Because there's power in numbers. There's power in numbers, people. And this is how we're going to make it happen. All right. It's 3:31. I got to go. Tune in on Friday at 12 p. Or no, Friday is brighttan.tv. Brighttan.tv. I've got Jim Lehman. He is running for Senate here in Arizona, but he's Senate as in like a big Senate, like for the whole government. You know what I mean? Like for the state of Arizona. And great, great guy. And then a special guest is going to be following him. And then next Monday, Jeff Brain, Will Johnson. He is a podcast host, Terry Gilbert. She's got her own show on conservative television America. And my show is being broadcast it on that too, which I got to start telling you guys about that. I'll start next week on the Brighttan.tv show. And Claire Lopez, she's with United West. Allison Furno, she's hosts a show here on 960 AM. And my buddy Bill, who I went over to the Phoenix Open with at Golf From the Heart. So yeah, we're going to load up the rest of the month. Maybe we'll have some rhinos that have decided to unrhino themselves or at least be unrhino for the bill, which I'll take what I can get just so you pass the damn thing, peeps. So anyway, Monday, tune back in at 12 p.m. Mountain Time for anywhere from 10 to or 8 to 10 guests. It's unbelievable, but it flows, right? Doesn't it flow? Doesn't it flow and smooth and fast because everybody's kind of in the swing of things and they kind of get it, right? So it's all good. It's all good, peeps. And then, of course, don't forget Friday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, brighttan.tv. We got to go video. Michelle's got to do hair and makeup. And you know how I love that. But yes, join us. Become the 2.0 of YOU in 2022. And if you can, be the 3.0. I'm telling you, this is it. This is a game changer. Head over to everythinghomeaboutus.com and join the Arizona, the AZ Saves America movement and save my freedoms. Hashtag save my freedom. I'm telling you, this is it. This is it. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. All right, everybody, you're awake. Go take action on what we shared. Join us. I'm telling you, tell your friends. This is huge. This is huge. This is huge. And yeah, I think we're going to, we'll see. We can maybe get the Trumpster in it. It's decertifying, so I don't know if they can, but we're talking Mike Lindell because I know that we want to work with Cause for America. So we're talking to them tomorrow and we're going to make that work too. We'll make it a great day. Everybody, you deserve it. Put on that helmet, put on that cape. It's time to get into the battlefield, peeps. And we're going to do this together. So it'll actually be fun. 3:33, I am out. Have a great, great week. But if you're following us on social media, we're going to be hopefully within the next, probably won't be this week, next week, we'll be really engaging pretty hard. We're going to have those full-time people on that are going to help us out, because there's only so much hours in the day. Can't do this all by myself anymore. Seriously, I'm not getting any younger, and I'm certainly not getting any prettier, and I gotta listen to the show earlier, because I definitely got to get a lot skinnier. It's time to start juicing, everybody. EverythingHomeAboutUs.com. EverythingHomeAboutUs.com. That's your take action menu. Go have some fun with it.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you in her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.